The iconic South Jersey food giant Campbell Soup is selling off parts of its business. As WHYY's Joe Hernandez reports, it comes as the company struggles to stay relevant.
Campbell has had a rough patch. Its CEO suddenly retired in May. A day later, the company reported weak earnings. And in the weeks that followed, an activist investor tried to publicly shame the company into selling. But on Thursday, the company said, "We could have done better, and now we have a plan to move forward."
This is a new Campbell.
Keith McLaughlin is the company's interim CEO. In an earnings call, he announced the company is not planning to put itself up for sale, as some analysts expected. Instead, Campbell is going to sell off parts of its business, namely its fresh food and international divisions. McLaughlin said this will allow the company to pay down its $9 billion debt and focus on two core areas, soup and snacks.
"We remain committed to our purpose, real food that matters for life's moments."
Over the last few months, there were some moments when it seemed like Campbell would go up for sale. A New York City hedge fund manager bought a 5% stake in the company and, in a public letter, blasted Campbell's management and urged the company to sell. Rutgers Law professor Jacob Russell says many business types agree that Campbell grew too large too fast.
"It sort of refocused itself from being a soup and salty snacks company to working on divisions that involve fresh food, and it did not manage those divisions well."
Russell says even though Campbell isn't putting a for sale sign on its front door, investors may still be happy with the company's announcement.
"What Campbell's is actually doing is in some ways what many activists have pushed for in other companies, where they've pushed for companies to either spin off or sell or break up divisions."
Now, the company just has to find a buyer, not just for those carnelian red and white cans of soup, but for major parts of its entire business. From the New Jersey desk, Joe Hernandez, WHYY News.